Hey, this is Josh Keaton, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
This is Megatron, leader of the Predacons, and you're listening to All Things Transformers. Predacons, terrorize!
This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
It is a new year.
Is it?
It's supposed to be.
It feels like last year, part two.
Well, we'll get that story over on Altered Geek, folks. We are here to talk about Transformers tonight. But yes, it is a new year. It's 2000? I don't even remember what 2003 was for Trent. I know 2002 was Armada. I think 2003 was Energon, or maybe that was 2004. Anyway, I don't know. We've got some catch up with 10 news topics. Two of them are just quick bits, but first up, Legacy Evolution Deluxe Animated Prowl and Junkion 2 First Look. They're going back to animated for a while, or at least they are for a couple figures here. Absolutely love these.
Well, I think that they're supposed to come out with a new Prime.
Yeah.
And a couple other characters. What's funny about these two, well, one, the design of them is really nice, but...
Yeah.
You could technically repaint both of them as Beast characters.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Rat Trap
As the motorcycle.
Prowl.
Yeah.
And then Rhinox is the other one.
Yeah. But I mean, it's nice that animated is getting some love now, especially with the passing of Derek J. Wyatt and all that. But I like this. I think this is really cool. So.
It's a nice looking figure, to be honest.
Yeah. Absolutely it is. And the Junkion 2 looks cool too. I just wish that they would give them my biggest problem with the Junkions is that it's Wreck-Gar and the Junkions. Like the other Junkions, it's like they don't matter. It's like they're just, you know, cannon fodder. You know, I don't know.
They don't have personalities.
Yeah. I mean, okay, Scrap Heap or Scrap Book or Scrap Hook or whatever the hell the other one's name is. Fine, great, awesome. You know, give me some characters for those for those models and whatever else. But no, this these two new upcoming figures look really, really cool. Up next is something I've mentioned this before. I've said it before and I'll say it again. No, I don't. I would love to be a turtle in this instance, but no. Funko and NFTs. I am a Funko fan, but I want physical figures. I don't want digital bullshit that I could just have you make better versions of. You know what I mean? Like, but we're getting a Potatomus Prime and a Potatomus Bumblebee. We're getting a Mr. Potato Head Optimus Prime
and they're NFTs.
That's what I'm saying. Hello.
I don't care.
Well, it's not even that I don't care. I am pissed. What'd you say?
I said it's stupid.
Well, so here's why it's stupid. First of all, I don't know if it's a thing between Funko and the license with Hasbro or whatever, but all of the cool Transformers characters that we don't have in physical Funko Pop form that we could just go to the store and, like, I have a picture. I'll put it in the post, whatever. I just got all my Transformers Funko Pops out and put them up on a display table. And I have like three different versions of Optimus Prime, because one is Nemesis, one is him holding his gun, and then one is him holding his energy axe. I have Trax, I have Megatron, I have Soundwave, I have Shockwave, and I finally got Starscream. I'm missing Bumblebee and maybe, I think, one or two others. But these NFT ones, like, I will never get the Hot Rod or the Devastator or the Gold Optimus Prime out of the all the Transformers NFT ones that they've done. Those are the three that I want. And NFTs are just dumb in the first place. And these new ones are like, hey, we're going to play on the joke of Potatoes Prime or Mr. Potato Head as Optimus Prime or Optimus Prime as Mr. Potato Head. Great, fine. You're combining two whatever. But it's just, like you said, it is stupid. But it's also, it's like Funko nor Hasbro gives a crap about doing anything with Transform. Like, oh, and I think I mentioned this the last news episode. The Funko is coming out with movie pops for Rise of the Beast, and they are as ugly as the other movie pops that they came out with, I think, way back in either Revenge of the Fallen or Dark of the Moon. But, like, the classic characters they're putting behind NFT bullshit. Like, no, don't, and stop. Moving on.
Yep.
So we have, over the holiday season, as per usual, Mr. Gary Chalk and Mr. David Kay
yes.
have done their annual holiday cards, and they are awesome. I will be linking the videos in, I'll be embedding the videos in the post so people can go to geekcastradio.com and see them. I love how David's is very like, It looks like he put an effect on it. Like it's a,
he did. He put okay. He put like a cartoonish effect.
Yep.
Yeah. To wash it out.
Yep. I love that. I think it's awesome. I think it's fun. I think it's great. So we had that. And then we have, and normally I'm the one that is really kind of like listings. I want to see pictures, whatever. But we do have new 2023 Transformers listings, which were found. Titans, Commanders, Leaders, and more.
I'm actually kind of excited about this list.
Yeah. This is from JT Prime 17. Legacy, Trod Gen Legacy EV Commander 2 Armada Optimus Prime.
Yep. It's kind of funny that they're actually coming back to Armada.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting Optimus Prime as he should have been originally, more articulation. Although there's not much to improve upon.
Yeah.
The Armada stuff was pretty spot on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that's interesting here is Nemesis.
Yes, I see that, yes.
And as tempting as that is, one I'd get murdered. Sheer size. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what it turns into, although yes. I would assume it should technically turn into Triptychon or of some kind or something like that.
The Nemesis? Really? Oh! Wait. Is this the ship? The
Triptychon ship.
Okay. No, okay. Well,
I said sheer size. No, because they say Prime if it's Nemesis Prime or...
Well, okay, yes. Right. You're right. But I just figured they as in TFW 2005... we're just being lazy and putting just Nemesis because it's right under the Prime.
The beautiful thing is I frequent AllSpark,
mm-hmm.
and their JT Prime 17 is on there as well, and he leaks it all on there as well. So we get little updates there. But yeah, I'm excited to see what they do with it. I can't say what I would do if the Axelon.
Oh, I know it. You would.
Or Dark Side came. At least the Axelon.
Well, seriously, for you, though, it would have to be both. Because you can't have all your Megatrons and...
Well, and I have all the Primals, too.
Well, true. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't have all your Megatrons in your Megaverse and not have the Dark Side. But, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. God.
So we got the Ark. And yep. The Ark turned into a stupid robot.
It turned into the last Autobot.
Yeah, stupid robot.
Yeah.
And now we're getting the Nemesis. I cannot wait to see pictures of this thing.
I know.
It's going to be awesome. Excited.
Well, yeah. If you remember, they had, you know, pretty much anything that shows up in their promotional shots ends right. up in a thing. I believe they had Yeah, because like in the picture with Cybertron Metroplex,
mm-hmm.
they had Inferno getting blown to scrap.
Yeah.
And they had the Nemesis in like the corner.
Right. Yes.
So we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got all of the mainline Transformers 7 figures.
For Rise of the Beast, yeah.
Yeah, so Cheetor, Prime, Rhinox,
yeah.
Primal, Air Razor. Then they've got Shattered Glass, Grimlock.
Yeah, but Buzzworthy Jungle Escape Pack?
What? My guess is it's going to be some small bots.
Probably.
Bundled together. They don't do... That's one thing I wish Hasbro did. How like Star Wars used to do it back in the day, or mm-hmm. other series where they would have the accessory packs, like G.I. Joe would have them. You know, you yeah. could have, or you know, I would have loved to at the you know as a kid had they sold like stasis pods or you know,
yeah,
things like that. I mean. I've never understood. I mean, I guess I get it when they're using, like they already transform, but it'd be nice to have some of the bases to go with them.
Yeah.
Or things that go with them. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with it anyway, but, and then they've got a bunch of unnamed components here, listed, but yeah. And then, there is, going to be Studio Series 86 Ultra Magnus.
Yeah,
so should be interesting. I'm waiting to see if they do Studio Series 86 Optimus Prime. Just so we get an accurate rendition of him. The other one, I'm curious if they're going to do it, although they would have to change the transformation, is a Studio Series 86 Megatron.
Yeah, I
don't know how they would get through that.
Yeah, I don't think they would get through it because...
Fans would beat them up because they tried to do a studio series, but it's still another tank.
Well,
and we got, and let's face it, we had 9 repaints of the tank during War for Cybertron.
Yeah. And the thing of it is like, you can't, unfortunately, you cannot do a true Generation 1 Studio Series 86 Megatron. They won't do it. Because it's a gun. And no matter how many orange caps or purple caps or fuchsia caps or whatever colored cap you want to put on it, like, the only way they could do it... No, they couldn't even do that. It would be stupid. No, it just... I would... Well, like you said, we would love to have a Studio Series 86 Megatron. But it's just not going to work.
No,
I don't think. I mean, Galvatron's different. The leader class Galvatron that we got like 7 different repaints out of and everything. That's different because they took the laser pistol feature out of it. And it's just the stationary cannon. Not a lot of kids are going to be able to have, you know, giant. I'm air quoting World War II cannons in there, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know, a handgun is it's a very rough line to walk. And I don't think Hasbro wants to walk that line. So I don't think the only way they could do it is if they did him up instead of a tank, don't do a damn tank. We have Blitzwing to be the tank. Do him as a really, really, like, not necessarily Prime, but as a really cool Generation 1. Like, take the Megatron colors and design and figure out a way for his robot mode to become a sleeker jet than the Seekers are. That's the only way I could see it being done. And I know it'll probably never get done. It just sucks, but it is what it is. I mean, there's nothing you can do, even 40 years later. All right, so next up we have, oh boy, poor Victory Saber and all that. Zavvi canceling European orders for HasLab Victory Saber set. In a very unfortunate turn of events, European online retailer Zavvi has started to cancel European orders for HasLab Victory Saber. By the time HasLab Victory Saber crowdfund campaign was active, Zavvi was the only option for European fans to get this set. It is good to remark that not all orders have been canceled, and some orders have already been delivered. But a few hours at the time of this writing, December 23rd, 2022, a few hours ago, cancellations have affected pre-orders in several countries like Spain, France, Ireland, Sweden, Germany, blah, 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 blah. Stating that stock was not fulfilled by Hasbro. I have only ever heard of Zavvi one time. Well, technically one time, but two times. Funko did a Superman and Lois flying exclusive with them. So it was, you know, a Funko two-pack, but it was Superman and Lois flying like they flew in the original 1978 movie. And then they did a Batman Beyond, like he's jumping, he's floating in the air kind of thing, exclusive. And the Batman Beyond Funko Pop is like, this doesn't exist. It got canceled or whatever, but yet I have one. Everybody else got one if they wanted one. But we never got, I never got it from Zavvi. I bought it on third, you know, the aftermarket. But yeah, Zavvi, I don't know what's going on with them, and I don't ever want to deal with that company. That's just one of those companies everyone needs to steer away from, a hard, hard left away from that company. So we have a rumor here. And this is coming on Christmas Day of last year. So it is a rumor. We don't know if it's going to happen officially. I haven't seen a follow-up story. There is no link in this story saying there's a follow-up to say that this is actually going to happen. New collaborative G.I. Joe Thunder Machine Soundwave coming, question mark. Coming to us on this Christmas Day from TFW's JT Prime 17 is a new rumor about one of the upcoming collaborative items, namely what may be a G.I. Joe Thunder Machine that transforms into Soundwave. So, okay, if it does, it would be cool. I mean, we've had Soundwave in other vehicle forms. I've never experienced the Dreadnought Thunder Machine. Dreadnoughts are obviously the enemies, or some of the enemies in G.I. Joe. The vehicle thing looks cool. I think it could be a cool vehicle mode for Soundwave. I don't know how you would translate that into Soundwave's robot mode, but... Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll actually happen. I mean, I heard,
oh, yeah. Nah, yeah. Heard
that this might be a thing, but
yeah,
I don't know if they'd be able to technically do it.
Yeah. Next up, apparently on NFL Nickmas for Nickelodeon playing the NFL games on Christmas, official new look at Optimus Primal from Rise of the Beasts. So,
yeah, he jumps down into the field, transforms, and yeah, goes on the attack.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the same footage as like the trailer.
Yeah.
Just dropped in there.
Just dropped in there. Yeah.
This kind of reminds me of the Fox NFL thing where they had the robot.
Uh huh.
That would transform during the Super Bowl or whatever.
Yep. And then we also have Optimus Prime doing the same thing. I like the Optimus Prime one a little more.
I'm waiting to see what they do. I have a feeling they're going to reformat the Maximals during the film.
Probably.
Because we're going to start out with some Transformers that are a little ragged.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we're going to end up with ones that look like more of what we're thinking or right. expecting.
Yeah.
So...
Yep, yep, yep. And then the last thing I have is, and I got this for you, kind of, because you're a Scourge sort of fan, possible first look at Studio Series Rise of the Beast leader Scourge. His head looks like Unicron from Transformers Prime.
He looks like Rodimus Unicronus.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
And the rest of him just looks like meh.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's mistransformed, but I don't like most of these these bad, or like the vehicle transformers from these films. Granted, they're getting nicer, like to tell more of who they are instead of a gobbly looking mesh of metal.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all I got. What do you got? You got a couple of things you want to talk about?
Well, there's the Rise of the Beast Cheetor leak. I mean, we've had the Airazor ones, the two different ones. This, like, looking at the robot mode, I'm actually not hating it. It surprisingly looks really, really good. And what I like about it is they've managed to capture the essence of the original Beast figure.
Right.
In it, adding a little bit of, you know, some of the little wiry, spindly, metallic stuff, which kind of reminds me of G2.
Mm.
In a sense. Like the J-Axis thing with, you know, all of his Generation 2 Cybertronian Empire guys. So it kind of reminds me of that, but it also, one, they actually gave it paint decals, which is nice. It's sad that it comes in the form of a Rise of the Beast figure and not a mainline, but the transformation's nice. They have the beast legs for the front of the bot go behind the shoulders, just like the other one. He's got the tail gun. He's got the gut gun. And he's a deluxe. That's what's humorous about this. The beast head looks more robust.
Yeah.
The robot mode, I'm not thrilled with, but I don't hate it either.
Robot mode head looks okay.
It looks okay, but what I really enjoy is they have a nice place where he can store the gut gun.
Yeah,
under the beast chest, they've got a side by side on TFW of the Kingdom version and the Rise of the Beast. And what's sad is I would take the Rise of the Beast version over the Kingdom one just because it looks more solid.
Yeah, it does.
The having had the Kingdom one in my possession at one time, while it looks really nice for, you know, the Netflix version anyway, the original one had the weird colors, but
yeah,
it looks nice, but I've seen the head tab break. Plus it's the head sticks out too much. Like it's too large. And then the things on his shoulders, like cover up too much. And I don't know, like there's not enough paint decor. And yes, I know that he's got spots all over the place, but there's things they could have done with the shins. There's stuff they could have done with part of the legs or part of the arms. And the Rise of the Beast one has all of that.
Yeah.
Even though the colors don't quite fully match, like they gave more of the gold bronze type thing instead of the blue, which the other, they just kind of were like, we're just going to paint it yellow and blue.
Yeah.
And, but they're the same height. But I feel like the Rise of the Beast one is proportioned better.
Mm. Yeah. I don't like the differing
robotic color. Back legs.
Yeah. I don't mind that they're robotic back legs. That's fine. Except I
just wish it was blue or yellow.
Any other color other than what it is. It looks ugly.
I wish his shoulders had the blue and, you know.
Yeah.
The legs had like the shins that were blue and then the rest of it was yellow. And I don't know, regardless, he came with the gut gun.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Whereas the other one you had to have an add on and it just looks more solid. I think that, I mean, cause one, he's a giant cheetah, but one, I think that some of these guys may get reformatted during the film.
Yeah, we don't.
I get the vibe that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
so that we may get more beast looking bots. Because there was two Airazors that came out. One that looked like a Falcon, but had a lot of robot Michael Bay-ish kibble to it. Mm-hmm. And the second one that came out is very reminiscent of the Kingdom figure, albeit with, you know, live action movie aesthetic.
Yeah.
So what I find funny though is she's bigger than Cheetor. So she must play a bigger part.
Must be.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of stoked about it. The quality of it. Just
yeah.
I was expecting the worst. And I'm actually pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Which is hard to do.
Yes, we have such high standards around here at All Things Transformers.
Yes. But I would be I'm perfectly fine with how this came out. So I'm hoping Primal has more color to him than what we've seen in the trailer, because he looks like kind of a gray monstrosity.
Yeah.
But speaking of Primal.
Yes.
Authentics came out with a core class, whatever they're calling them now. They call the core class ones in Authentics Titans.
Right.
Which is kind of odd, because Titan class is like the Ark.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's an authentic core Optimus Primal. And I find it funny. It's based off of the Kingdom figure with a little bit of the pre-Beast, you know, the old Beast Wars aesthetic.
Mm.
And I find it funny that the head does pull down and transform. The back cannons are on his back and they go on his shoulders. And then the shoulder pads lift up. And then you turn the legs and you have robot mode Optimus Primal on the head, and the chest are very much based off of the Kingdom figure. Yeah. But anyways, this, I really like this core figure.
Yeah.
Just for the fact that, one, it's a core figure. And the amount of detail they managed to put in it. And while it doesn't have, you know, all of the paint decals, I mean, it's a kid's toy. Chances are, if you're buying a core figure, you're not buying it for the color.
No.
It's for the kid to play with. But, yeah. But like, this is something that, like, I could realistically repaint it and make it look nice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As a core figure. But It's tempting because it's an Optimus Primal and it's core class. So if they had a Megatron that was core class.
Yes.
That would be awesome. But yeah, I love the posability. Like, the posability is all there. He can do the superhero landing. He can do the, you know, they've got nice ball joint swivel type stuff on them. They've got the, you know, the hinges set up. His shoulder cannons, he can also hold them, which is a nice twist.
Yeah, that is very cool.
But yeah, I'm like, okay, this is pretty nice. I could live with that. But I think a lot of kids will enjoy that, especially if they don't like the, like, my oldest likes the core class figures.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't care for the bigger ones. My youngest is like, give me the bigger ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, he kind of goes up to, you know, Tigatron's height, which is Voyager. And then below, he doesn't really care for the bigger stuff.
No.
So this would be something up his alley, because he's got a bunch of the core class already.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So the next one.
Yeah.
Is the DNA Design Legacy Leader Transmetal 2 Megatron Upgrade Kit. And what's funny is it came out after the eBay Legacy Transmetal 2 Megatron replacement head upgrade. What's funny about the DNA kit, they typically, and this is just a thing of DNA design, is they typically put out some things that are very useful. in these kits, and I find about 50-50. There's like half of it I'm like, okay, I could use that. And then the other half I'm like, I don't have any use for that whatsoever. So in this particular case, I like the head shield, the red head shield that matches the, because the other one's like that translucent orange.
Yep.
I like it for two reasons. One, it would replace the translucent orange. Two, you could put the judge's wig on it.
Yep.
I like the fist that has the pointer finger that you swap out the hand and you can have him point.
Right.
Although I wish all the fingers moved. Like, not all of the fingers, but just the hand open and closed. But I get why they're doing just the one finger, because he kind of points a lot while he's in that body. There's a couple of upgrades on there as well on eBay that are like the full tail extension. So you replace like basically the whole tail. Right. So it's got the gripper that opens and closes, and it extends it, and it comes with a sword of all things. And for one, I don't care how long the tail is. That doesn't matter to me. It's not one of those, like, yeah. It doesn't have to drag on the ground like in the show for me to care.
Yep.
But like this instance, they have just two add-ons to make it just a hair longer, which is nice. The chest for the beast mode, what they did with that is they made it so there's an added joint in the middle. So they're two separate pieces instead of one big piece.
Right, right.
So instead of having it this weird, the way that it pegs in beast mode, it kind of hangs off his back. And if you try and push it closer, it pops the head up. So the head's not mounted correctly because it's all one part that's kind of all connected and how it swivels and twists and does all that stuff.
Oh, geez.
So it took me a while to figure that out, actually, when I was, because I popped the head out to change the faceplate, which I'll get to that in a minute. But the faceplate, when I went to go put the foldable head part with the tail and the back, that backer part back into his torso, it wouldn't clip in because the beast mode chest was interfering. So I could see where this would be beneficial to cover up some of the kibble.
Yep.
And to not allow that to happen. But again, it's not something I just have to have. What I'm puzzled with, like, because I could find uses for everything in this kit except for the faces. Look at the faces and tell me what's wrong with it.
God. Everything?
Yeah. So I was looking at the faces and I was going, okay, so they gave him the snarl. They gave him the smile that's like almost a yes, and they gave him the frown face. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The eyes are totally wrong. The face color is totally wrong. Like they made it silver and they made the eyes that weird color. So they don't even match the show. They match the colors of the face that you're replacing.
Yeah.
It's like they're totally missing the whole reason. Like, yeah, they have the proper nose. And they have the proper, you know, the helmet around the face.
Yeah.
But the rest of it's wrong.
Yeah, the rest of it's... Ugh, God.
So, like, they put Gigatron, which is the Transformers Robots in Disguise Megatron head inside this figure to begin with, which I thought was an odd choice. And then...
Yeah.
I've seen people salvage it, but it looks terrible. Then this upgrade kit just looks horrible on its own too. And so at the time that they revealed this, the legacy Transmetal 2 Megatron replacement head mask on eBay had already dropped.
Yep.
And I think it's half the cost of the whole kit.
Oh my God.
But if you're not planning on utilizing all the stuff from the kit, it's kind of worth it.
It is worth it, or it isn't worth it?
It is.
Okay.
The only thing that I had a gripe with the head, like the face mask, the nose isn't quite correct. Like there's a little bit of a, like a almost triangle angle at the bottom of it.
Right.
But other than that, the faceplate was perfect. Like looks great in the figure. It's very hard to get it clipped in there. because there's a part, because they, the way that they did this kit, for one, like the head looks goofy, like the faceplate looks goofy anyway on this, because he's got a tiny head for the Kingdom figure or for the Legacy figure. Just the sizing of the head is small, and that's not the fault of these people doing the 3D printing. It's the people that are doing the designing at Hasbro. Like they just made the head too small.
Yep.
And like the dragon arms too small, and the, you know, the tail. So I don't blame these people, but what is interesting is when you take this head off of the body and you have to open it up, you have to cut part of that. There's basically that little light piping thing that's at the very top.
Right.
That has, that kind of shines through above the helmet that's above his head. It's all connected. So you cannot get the original faceplate out unless you cut that component.
They make these things so difficult, don't they?
Yeah. So, and that was a Hasbro thing. So you have to cut it out to get the old head out. Because the old head will not come out unless you cut it. And the unfortunate part is that little light piping piece that's stuck to the top of the head.
Yep.
If you do that, it falls out when you try to reassemble the head. So I fixed it in place with glue first, and then I reattached the head with the dome, and then I attached it back together. But it does not want to fit very well because it's not the original part.
Yep.
But I got it in there. But it's, I wouldn't recommend it if you're not somebody comfortable with cutting into your own figure.
Yeah.
Like I've destroyed enough of my own. I know what I can get away with.
Yeah.
So, but what I love about this head though, is it has the eye, the light piping, almost not the light piping, but the iris of the eye in there. And the colors are correct. And so it just looks great when you get it all put together. And then especially when you put the red metal flake metallic paint, it's like a, it's not really a paint, it's more of a gloss, but it's a red metallic paint that goes over the figure. When you do that to the figure, it makes it look awesome.
Yeah, it looks awesome. You did a good job on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not done with it, but it's coming along very nicely.
Yeah, that is very awesome.
So, but yeah, that's, I would recommend if you are comfortable cutting into your figures though, to go with the proper face and not the one from the DNA design kit. Like I said, I don't mind most of the other updates, but the faces for it just looks kind of stupid.
Yeah, I don't understand why they just can't get the right...
And all it is a color thing.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand why no one can get these damn colors right. Look at the show. Like, you know.
It's taking me customizing my figure to make it look like the show, to make it look like the show.
Well, yeah, I know. But, you know, you're doing that to the best of your ability. I was
terrified to do it, though.
Well, right. Obviously. But
I'm like, I screw this up. That's, you know.
That's it.
On the toilet.
Yep.
But it's coming along nice, and I'm happy with it. Even if nobody else likes it, I don't care. I'm pretty pleased with how it's coming out, and it's reminiscent of the show and the masterpiece without
being the masterpiece.
Yeah, it's poor man masterpiece is what I call it.
Yep.
And it doesn't take up all the space.
Yep. Nope. All right, folks, I think the last thing we're going to talk about before we get the heck out of here, because we got to go record Altered Geek in the Altered Geek Studios, is we've got coming up, we're finally going to get into the Winter of Bayhem over the next six episodes. So let's quickly talk about what we remember from the beginning of the live-action franchise. I'm springing this on you. Oh, boy.
I remember being excited for Sector 7 to show up at the theater when I went to go see the first movie.
You wanted them at the theater? Really?
No, I remember seeing them at the theater.
Oh, okay. Wow.
They had a Sector 7 trailer.
Oh, wow.
In the parking lot.
That's cool.
And I believe it may not be on the site anymore, but if it's not, I've got the file somewhere else.
Yeah.
I believe that there is an article long time ago, obviously. It's not on this site. It was on the original Predacon Empire.
Predacon Empire, yeah.
I'm going to have to dig that up. Yeah, I have it all backed up. It's cool. It's all nice. Yeah, it's all backed up somewhere. But anyways, I went and I saw the Sector 7 bus. Like they had like a trailer that was there, and they had people dressed as the agents, and it was a really neat marketing push.
Yeah.
And I waited in line. You got the movie poster. I don't have it anymore, but you got the movie poster. It was kind of cool, you know, to go through that. And then they kind of grill you and make you, you know, what we're about to show you. You saw nothing here, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was just, I don't know. It was just
interesting. Promotional gimmick. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went and saw the movie, and I remember sitting there giddy as all can be when the first movie came out, when Optimus Prime rolls up.
Yep.
And he's like, I am Optimus Prime. You know, and then the first time he says, Autobots, transform and roll out. And I just, like the fanboy in me, I was just giddy. I couldn't get away from it. You know, I just enjoyed it.
Yeah, I didn't.
And then it sequentially went downhill from there.
Well, we'll get into that.
The first film, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, downhill after that first film. Yeah. With the second one. The third one wasn't too bad. And then the rest I felt was trash until we hit Bumblebee.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a second. But for me, like, I was like, ooh, finally, we're going to get blah, blah, blah. And I had seen all the behind-the-scenes stuff and the interviews and the this and the that and the fact that it was Michael Bay. And all we really knew Michael Bay from was, like, Bad Boys and Armageddon and Dr. Moreau and other things, but Michael Bay is a great action movie director. So I had mixed feelings of him directing these films, most of them, because he's wanting to drive the story. I think the only positive thing I ever heard him say that I liked what he said was, you can't have Transformers without Optimus Prime, and you can't have Optimus Prime without Peter Cullen. And I was sold. I went to the movie theater. I saw the film. I liked the film. I am a fan of John Turturro, but I am not a fan of Agent Simmons. And, oh boy, you're right. Like you already said, the slow decline. So the slow decline of these films for me, I saw Revenge of the Fallen, and we recorded TFG1. We recorded a supplemental for Revenge of the Fallen with the late, great, it's been a number of years since he died now, but Optimus Scourge, Gary. We recorded a thing with him and me, and I think Proto Man was there. And man, Revenge of the Fallen, that story sucked. Dark of the Moon was okay. Age of Extinction has too much human bullshit and too much human potential criminal act. Because, sorry, whatever your name is, and and Cade Yeager's daughter, you're a little too old for her, and all that. And yeah, that was Age of Extinction. And I didn't like Age of Extinction was the last Transformers film I saw in theaters. I did not see The Last Night in theaters. You had to, you know, whatever. And I eventually saw it. I think I watched the first 10 minutes of The Last Night, and then I skipped through to the end because the first 10 minutes bored me to tears. Oh, God. Why, Kelsey Grammer, why did you take that paycheck? Did you really need it that bad?
It was the only time. Prime blew somebody away.
Hey, at least he blew. He blew the thing away instead of ripping off its face. So sing
it. Give me your face.
No, you can have it. Fine. Here you go. Whoosh. Be like John Travolta and Nicolas Cage. But finally, folks, we're going to get into more in-depth film analysis and things like that because, like I said earlier. Over the next six episodes, the next 6 weeks, whenever the 6 weeks starts, I don't know when it's going to start. It can start in January, start in February, I don't know. But the next six episodes are Bumblebee, 2007, Revenge of the Fallen, the Dark of the Moon, Age of Extinction, and then The Last Night. And the reason why I'm doing it that way, the best film to the worst film. So, and plus, technically, in timeline continuity, Bumblebee is first. So, yes. It's going to be a blast.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yes. There we go.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent.
So... Yep. All right, Megatron, close us out.
So until next time, transform and transcend. Megatron, out.
Where is my rubber ducky?
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.